Section 4. You will hear part of a lecture about different theories about migration to the New World. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Hello, everyone. Today, I'd like to give you a brief overview of the different theories and models of migration to the New World, or the Americas. I should start by saying that the question of how people first came to and colonized the Americas has by no means been settled, and I won't be giving you the answer, just a number of popular theories. First of all, there are two general schools of thought. One thinks that the first people arrived in the New World no longer than 16,000 years ago. This idea, believe it or not, is known as short chronology. The other school of thought, long chronology, believes that it was much longer ago than that, perhaps as much as 40,000 years ago. There is also some argument as to how the first people reached the Americas. Perhaps the longest-standing theory, widely accepted since the 1930s, is the land bridge theory. This suggests that people migrated from Siberia into Alaska across the Bering Strait, which then contained a land bridge linking the two continents. According to the theory, the people migrating would have been nomadic hunters. Spearheads of a particular shape have been found all over North and Central America, supporting this theory and putting the migration at between 17,000 and 10,000 years, a short chronology. The long chronology school of thought would argue that although people undoubtedly did cross the Bering Strait at that time, they were not the first people to arrive. There is some evidence of earlier inhabitation, especially in the south of the United States and Central and South America. The big question is where they came from. A number of theories have been put forward. The Pacific Coastal Model suggests that people arrived by boat from Northeast Asia, following the coastline. However, other anthropologists suggest that the first people crossed from Australia or Polynesia. There are some apparent similarities between the Australian Aborigines and some of the tribes of southern Patagonia. However, genetic evidence does not bear this theory out. Genetic evidence is actually starting to really make some headway into understanding migration patterns. Recently, the DNA was extracted from a 10,300-year-old tooth, which had been found in a cave in southern Alaska. Researchers discovered descendants with the same DNA all along the Pacific coast, from California to Tierra del Fuego. This strongly indicates that some of the first inhabitants may have dispersed down the coast, though it is thought that this was no more than about 10,000 years ago. Several of the descendants found by this study were descendants of Chumash Indians living in California. Similarities have been found between their DNA and that of people living in Japan and Northeast Asia, perhaps supporting the Pacific coastal model. The history of the Chumash and other neighboring Californian tribes is interesting and may provide further evidence of their ancestry. Along with the Tongva, a tribe found to the south, they regularly went out onto the ocean fishing. This is unusual amongst New World peoples and may indicate that this is how their ancestors originally arrived. The boats used by the Chumash are called tomols, and there may be a linguistic link with a similar word used by the Polynesians. Tongva boats are called tiats. The Tongva are also known as Gabrielenos, after the tradition of naming tribes after nearby Spanish missions. The original name of the Tongva means people of the earth. Plenty of Chumash and Tongva places names are still used in California, such as Malibu in Los Angeles County. Settlements prove that the Chumash were in the area at least 10,000 years ago, and archaeologists have uncovered a prehistoric Tongva site, estimated to be 8,000 years old. This, of course, still fits very comfortably within the short chronology theory I mentioned earlier.
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. In the IELTS test, you would now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet.